ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
My name is Buddy Tucker, and I will be your host for tonight's Live Kingdom Concepts broadcast. If you would like to call in on the program tonight, then use the new toll-free number, 888-656-4115. In case you didn't get to write it down, I'll repeat it again in a few moments. This and all of the weekly broadcasts are available for re-listening on the KingIdentity.com website, and go to the radio broadcast archives page by typing /radio archive/ after KingIdentity.com. And you may write for CDs of the programs at Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, which is the same address that was given at the beginning of the broadcast and will also be given again at the end. Tonight's broadcast can be heard on shortwave radio and live streaming at WWCR 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz shortwave, and online at wwcr.com/listen.html on transmitter 3 or 4. Also on WBCQ 7.490 megahertz shortwave and online at spatterbox.us/7415/listen.pls. And you can also listen from our Kingdom Concepts studio by going online to kingidentity.com/radio.html. Let me remind you again that all previous Kingdom Concepts and Herald of Truth programs can be listened to or downloaded at kingidentity.com/radioarchive/. Remember that for CDs of the broadcast, plus the best books, tapes, videos, and the AIT Bible Study Course, contact Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. Don't forget to visit Kingdom Identity Ministries website at kingidentity.com. Again, my name is Buddy Tucker, and I am hosting the broadcast tonight for Mike Hallamore, who is very ill in the VA hospital in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and he needs your prayers and support. In the name of the Father, Yahweh, I pray that Mike be endued with power and return to this Live Kingdom Concepts broadcast by the first Sunday of next month. Needless to say that Kingdom Identity Ministries is in need of a dedicated person to come and help Mike carry on this work. If the Spirit of Yahweh is moving upon you about this, then either write Mike at Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, or call at 870-741-1119 and leave a message. This ministry needs someone dedicated enough to come help carry on the work that Mike has given all his efforts to build. May Yahweh the Father send such a one to become the future torchbearer. Through your support, donations, and Mike's devoted efforts, This is the 20th year of Kingdom Identities radio broadcast. I met Mike back in 1976, knowing to be a tireless laborer for the kingdom of God. This is not just my opinion, but others have entrusted him to carry on the ministries of such greats as Dr. Wesley A. Swift and Bertrand L. Comparé. It was also chosen to continue the education program of the American Institute of Theology, AIT. Please pray for the recovery of this warrior of faith, the continued blessings of this ministry, and that Yahweh will touch the person that will step up to assist Mike in carrying on such a vital force as Kingdom Identity Ministries. Write or call Mike as he walks through this valley of the shadow of death. Tonight is a live broadcast, and you can call in on the toll-free number at 888-656-4115. If you want to call in, then write this number down, 888-656-4115. I'll repeat it since this is a new toll-free number. Okay, ready? 888-656-4115. I'm thankful that I'm able to help Mike by being the guest host of this Live Kingdom Concepts broadcast. And I'm very appreciative that Skip Baker, on such short notice, has taken the time to be my guest tonight. I encourage each of you to visit Skip's website at skipbaker.com. Skip's a unique person in that he comes from a Seventh-day Adventist background and worked in various capacities in that organization. He's also done classified work for the Department of Defense and was a master photographer at the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. And in 2009, something happened that I want Skip to share with us tonight. So, Skip, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much, buddy. It's really a pleasure to be here tonight with you on this. You've stepped in for Mike when he's had this crisis, and it's really great that you've been able to do this for him. I was hoping we could talk about some of the things that we learned on KingdomIdentity.com. I was able to listen to many of the sermons in 2010. I was amazed that there were no illustrations to help people understand visually what was being presented there. So I got my Photoshop working and went to work and tried to do some graphics that would explain some of these concepts about how the Edomites had infiltrated the Judahite 100 years before the time of Christ and took over by the time he came for the atonement, and they were impersonating the Israelites of the Old Testament. So when you finally understand the complexity of this amazing infiltration and impersonation of us, the white Anglo-Saxon race of Europe, who are the real Israelites of the Bible, and that these Canaanite, Edomite Jews were able to insinuate themselves into the high priest office and murder the high priest and the real king of Judah. So by the time Jesus came, Herod, an Edomite Jew from Idumea, had been installed as king of Judea, so that everybody thinks today that Herod was an Israelite. Well, that's not the case. He was an Edomite, and all of the preachers that you see on TV are going along with this gag, even those who should know better and are helping the enemy of Christ. So it's really quite a staggering project to try to find ways to create graphics that will tell this story in little pieces so people can kind of catch on to what actually happened there. So
people can visit your website, Skip, and see some of the graphics and videos that you've done at skipbaker.com. But I know you didn't come into this truth through the Seventh-day Adventist Church organization.
No, that's so, for sure.
Tell the people what happened. I mean, how did you get to the place you are today in understanding the biblical truths that have been there for thousands and thousands of years?
In November of 2008, I felt called by Yahweh to do something visually, and I thought maybe it had something to do with 9/11. And I felt, well, you know, I'm retiring, I'm an old guy. So I got down and prayed, and I said, Lord, and of course I called him Lord then, not knowing any better. Let this up pass from me to some young guy that has $1,600 for a new MacBook and Photoshop. And I figured that was the end of it. Well, the next day on Monday, I got a letter from Social Security saying that I would have $1,600 extra in my next check. So that was kind of a lightning bolt for me. So I bought the new MacBook in December 15th of 2008. And then in January of 2009, I learned about Christian identity for the first time. So I really...
Well, that was a shocker, wasn't it?
Oh, my. I was just absolutely flabbergasted. And the more I read about it and the more sermons I heard, and then in 2010, I had to go to West Virginia to take care of my aunt, 91-year-old aunt, who was dying of cancer. So that gave me a chance to listen to the sermons, KingdomIdentity.com. And I was just amazed because Wesley Swift and Comperé and all those great preachers of the 1960s and had these tremendous sermons that put all this information together for you. So you wonder how we could read our Bibles all our lives and not notice this information, which was there all along. So when you find...
Well, Skip, you know, I had a real good friend, and he had a little expression. He said people were vaccinated with a phonograph needle. And what he was referring to is the indoctrination that goes on in the churches and carried on through the education system. And, of course, the government chimes in with its political correctness. The one thing the people have missed entirely is that there is a satanic seed race line in the earth that not only is controlling our nation, but the whole world. And those are the people that in Jesus' day were called Jews, and they still go by that term even today.
Oh,
you know, it's
yeah.
amazing. You can ask people that go to these churches, does God have a chosen people? And they'll tell you, why, yeah, it's the Jews. And you say, what did God choose them for?
Yeah, right.
Okay, if he's got a racial people that he chose, he must have chosen them for a purpose. And they buy in on this race thing when it's applied to the Jews. But when you begin to show them in the Bible that the Jew and Israel are not equal terms, they're not synonymous, then all of a sudden they want to act like, well, the Bible really isn't a book about race. But God chose a people to carry his message throughout all the world. And there is only one race of people, and to put a general term on them that's maybe recognized today is they are white, Western, civilized man. And it is these people that when they were deported out of Palestine were scattered into Medo-Persia. That became a great empire which replaced the Assyrian and Babylonian empires. Then they continued to migrate into Greece, moving ever westward. And they became known as the Greeks, and they continued their migration through the Caucasus Mountains, and they were known as the Caucasians. And they continued to move west into Europe, then into the British Isles, and finally into America. That's why our nation was built upon God, his word. Even the signers of the Mayflower Compact said, we make our voyage for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Paul the Apostle says, you know, that blindness in part has happened to Israel. And that partial blindness is they've forgotten who they are.
Exactly. Exactly.
The white Western man today does not realize he is a member of God's chosen people, of God's race in the earth. And that's got nothing to do with accepting something or believing something, but is the plan of Yahweh, God the Father, in bringing forth his kingdom into this earth. Now, you know, I get all excited about the truth of God's word.
Yeah, that's why in the Constitution it says that America is for our posterity, for us and our posterity. It's the posterity of Yahweh that it was set up for. So it's the New Jerusalem. Wherever we are, that's the New Jerusalem, and that's where Israel is located. So when people read the 38th chapter of Ezekiel and see how Israel is going to be surrounded in the latter days, and there's going to be this great battle against it, it's talking about America. It's not talking about that cesspool over in the Middle East at all.
Anybody that has a very mild knowledge of the Bible know that the prophecies given that the first thing Christ does when he returns to earth, his foot hits the mount and splits it all in half, and they have a great earthquake over there, and it destroys all of them.
Right. Nothing's going to be left of it when he comes. That's going to be the utter destruction of that place. And when you read the 18th chapter of Revelation about the final destruction of fake Israel and the whole nine yards and how so much wealth is destroyed in a single hour, I can just see rain of fire coming down on them all from every direction from God. So I can just imagine when you read Revelation 18 and you see this enormous fire comes down on fake Israel, it's just really astonishing to see how that's going to all come to a head very quickly, and the second coming will take place. And of course,
you know, Jesus in his revelation to John in what we call the book of Revelation, in the 21st chapter, the apostle looks up and he sees a kingdom descending out of heaven.
Right.
And he said there was a new heaven and a new earth, and there was no more sea. And people don't even know what he meant by no more sea. And yet if they've read a few chapters before, they understand that the sea is races and nations of people.
Yeah, so they don't understand the terminology that's there in Revelation, that it all has meaning that is very different than what they see on the surface. So without understanding these meanings, like a mountain is a government, the mountain of God is the government of God, and it's very difficult for somebody that doesn't have this background and know this history to understand what the Bible's really saying. And it's quite amazing how it's been so well hidden.
Well, I mean, look at these churches they go to, and they're all evil.
Oh, it's just indoctrination. They go once a week and get their indoctrination to believe.
And the first thing the church, quote, church, and Christianity adopt is the teaching of Satan. As a matter of fact, some of the biggest evangelists on TV, like Joel Osteen and John Hagee and all this ilk, they're nothing but a bunch of Jews.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
standing there preaching all this love and tolerance and you got to tolerate evil and that the law of God's been done away with. If
yeah.
you walk into a church building and they believe that the law of God's been done away with, flee, because
yeah.
it is ungodly and anti-Christ.
Yeah, and they believe that God made a mistake in the Old Testament, so he had to change everything. Well, he didn't change anything. It's the same God in the New Testament, and those laws haven't been done away with. Nothing
well, Jesus has. Said he didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill prophecy.
Exactly.
He said, "Why, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle will pass from the law till all prophecies fulfilled." And yet, that's the first way they destroy our people, is to teach them that their God does not require them to live according to his law.
Right.
Everything the church teaches is in direct contradiction and violation of God's law.
Well, I once heard the 29 points read off that a church has to agree to in order to get their tax exemption, and after they got to about point 14 or 15, my mouth dropped because every point from then on was a total rejection of Jesus Christ and his religion and everything about him. To think that churches have to agree to that in order to get their tax exemption, you can then see why they won't preach the truth and why they won't uphold what Christ taught. So it's just astonishing to think that they would agree.
Right, right. Skip, let me mention again that if anybody wants to call in, go ahead and call our toll-free number. We'll get you on the air and call 888-656-4115. You know, I've had people say, where do you go to church? Tell them I don't go to church. They say, you know, if they don't say anymore, I just drop it. But if they do, if they keep prodding, they get a dose. And I just tell them, every religion carrying the name of Christianity teaches and promotes evolution. Yeah. I don't care how evangelical you are. I don't care how orthodox you are, whether it's Catholic, Baptist, Episcopal, it makes no difference. They all teach evolution. And I get some of the strangest looks, like, well, our church doesn't teach evolution. I say, well, do you teach that Adam and Eve were the first two-legged creatures to walk on earth? And they say, why, yeah. I said, well, that's evolution, that all races came from one common source or origin is right. Nothing but outright evolution. It's contrary to God's word, and he never says such gibberish as that. God tells you that the trees in the Garden of Eden were races and nations and family trees that were put here before Adam ever came into this earth. He came in to rule, to establish God's kingdom on earth among these people. And he just abdicated.
Yeah,
said, well, I just can't do it. I need a helpmate. And things went downhill from then on.
Well, it's really hard to convince people that there were races of people here before Adam and Eve. And they don't realize that the Bible isn't at odds with science. Because science shows us that there were people here thousands and thousands and thousands of years before Adam and Eve, and yet they don't realize that science and the Bible are in complete agreement with each other. Once you understand what happened there in the garden and how Satan had his offspring and God said he's going to put enmity between you, Satan, and your offspring and the offspring of the woman. Well, when they finally understand that one verse, it begins to make sense because you realize there's a race of devils running around and they're causing all the trouble in the world. So it's just amazing.
Well, that's why Paul the Apostle put the warning out. You know, it's no marvel because Satan himself has transformed himself into the minister of Christ. And all his children are running around as if they are God's chosen people.
Right. It's just amazing to think that the people he chose to go into the lake of fire, because in Isaiah 34:5, he calls them the people of my curse. So if you don't understand that when he's talking to the Edomians or to the Edomites, he's talking about the people of his curse. Well, they can't be his chosen people if they are the people of his curse. So,
you know, there again, they don't even get started right in the book of Genesis.
No.
And you ask them, you know, you say, well, what do you think the trees in the Garden of Eden were if they weren't family trees of races and nations? Are they just your plain old garden variety of apple trees and pear trees and that kind of stuff? And they look at you real funny, but I've never seen a garden variety tree called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. they will not read the Bible, because if they would turn to Ezekiel 31 and read verses 3 through 9, there it plainly states what the trees in the Garden of Eden were, and they were races and nations of people. Well, you know, where did Cain go and get a wife if Adam and Eve were the only two people on this earth?
Right.
And they had children. There were two children from Eve, and Cain, who was of the devil, that's who his daddy was, and First
right.
John tells you that.
Right.
And Abel, his daddy was Adam, and what did the evil serpent child do? He killed Abel, and God gave the woman, through Adam, another seed to carry on, and that was Seth. So where does Cain find a wife and all these people he goes off and lives with
right.
and builds nations?
He builds a city, and if you talk to the ordinary Christian, they don't realize that their doctrine is that there's only three people alive at that point.
Adam
and Eve and Cain. So where did Cain find all these people to build a city for?
And see, the Jews took over Christianity through the Catholic Church before Protestantism ever came along through Martin Luther. And they set up a Jesuit, Jew, priesthood, and they have indoctrinated our people with all these fairy tales and fantasies. Then they turn around and prove that they are fantasies and fairy tales.
Yeah,
what the Bible says is not what science has disproved, but their heresy it disproves, but true science confirms the Bible.
Oh,
you remember when there was the Spanish Inquisition, all they did is brought all the Jews in under the umbrella of Christianity.
Yeah.
And at that point, they began to take over all the doctrines. And much of the Bibles that are in circulation today, all the various translations, were based upon the Jew manuscripts of the Masoretic text, which didn't even appear until hundreds of years after Christ, and they rewrote all that to prove that Jesus was not the Christ. And then the Catholic wrote their Bible based upon that, and still had the Jesuits in control of everything. So no wonder there's so much heresy. And people, all they got to do is open the Word of God and read it for their self.
Right.
And these people that are Catholics that profess in their catechisms and church doctrines that they are too stupid to understand the Word of God. They're not smart enough. They profess that. Only their church can interpret the Scriptures correctly, and that they're too stupid to know what two words in the English language mean.
Right.
And you get these guys like Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity on Fox News, and they sit there like they're smart guys, and yet the very doctrine they embrace tells them they're too stupid to read the Word of God for their self and understand it.
Right.
And they gotta have some homosexual child molesting priest tell them what the truth of God's Word is.
It's amazing. And it was all done with the Masoretic text, like you say. And they worked on that for 400 years, I think, from something like 400 AD to 900 AD. They cranked that out, and then of course they sold that to King James as the Old Testament. Well, of course,
they did
was write themselves into the Old Testament as if they
were. Hey, Skip, we've got a caller online. I want to give him a chance to get in here.
All right.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, this is Tim. This is friend of Skip's.
Oh, hi, Tim. How are you?
So I just want to tell Buddy that Skip knows what he's talking about.
Well, Buddy knows what he's talking about, too. He's been in this work for decades, so.
Well, yeah, probably longer than both of us. That's a good sight, too, you got up there, Buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, Tim. I might go ahead and give my website address. It's truthfromgod.com. Not complicated, just truthfromgod.com.
Tim,
I appreciate it.
Everything.
God revealed this to me back in the late 60s, and I was on my knees praying with my Bible open, and I read Romans 8, and Romans 9, 10, got to 11, all the way down to the 26th verse, and that turned my world upside down. I'd been raised in a Southern Baptist church, and at that time had even gone to a Southern Baptist college. And I'd always been taught that, you know, you accept Jesus Christ and, or you're going to burn in hell forever. And once you accept him and say the magic words, then you can fly off to heaven. Well, I read that verse that Paul wrote, and so all Israel shall be saved. And that ripped it right then. I thought, you mean to tell me all them Jews are going to get saved that hate Jesus Christ? As a matter of fact, crucified him and told Pontius Pilate, his blood be on us and on our children. Yeah. And they're just as wicked today as they were then.
Right.
And they get a pass. They don't have to do anything. They just get to fly off to heaven with the rest of us. And God began to show me that they were not Israel. The two terms are not synonymous nor equal. But, Tim, I appreciate you calling, and I've only known Skip a short while. I appreciate where he's come from.
I want to say one last thing, then I'll get off the phone. I thought it was funny when you said that when people ask you where you go to church, you say you don't.
Right.
Where are you going to go to church at?
Right. The thing of it is, Tim, when they ask that, they're telling you they do not have a clue about one word of the scriptures, because where in it does it say that the church is a building on such and such address?
True. That's true. Well,
I mean, when they say, where do you go to church, they're saying, hey, I'm as ignorant as that doorknob. I have no light, and I'm just going to fulfill my social obligation of feeling good about myself, and I'm just going to love everybody and tolerate evil, and I'm going to be a good person.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble.
And then the whole time, they violate the very law of God. You know, people probably can quote what they call the Lord's Prayer. Well, it isn't the Lord's Prayer. It's our prayer that the Lord gave us. They can cite it from memory, and they don't even realize that they're praying to their Father, and they're praying for His kingdom to come on earth, and all they want to talk about is, well, they accepted Christ. Well, didn't anybody accept Him? You know, John the Apostle tells us in the 6th chapter, Jesus said, no man cometh unto me except the Father draw him.
That's right.
And yet they're so darn arrogant, they think, oh, I just accepted Christ. Well, he told his own disciples, you didn't choose me, I chose you.
Right.
As a matter of fact, one of you is a devil.
Yeah.
This fake key of Judas Iscariot,
right.
The only Jew in Jesus' bunch.
Yeah, they were
and,
all
and he did his Jewish thing.
Yeah. Deception and backstabbings. Jesus.
Well, let me go ahead and get off the phone so you can keep talking to Skip there, bud.
Well, Tim, it's good to hear from you. Appreciate you calling. And Tim, be sure and keep Mike in your prayers.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
do that.
He's very ill and needs our prayers because he's in a very precarious position in the VA hospital on solid antibiotics. And so it's a very close thing. We sure hope he makes it. And
go ahead and hang up here.
Okay, Tim.
You guys can finish, all right?
All righty.
All right. All right. You guys.
Bye-bye. Well, I think, buddy, one of the most important texts is Matthew 15:24, where Jesus said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well,
correct.
Either that means that only the Jews can be saved, or someone else is Israel.
Only the Jews. Yeah. Because they think Jew and Israel are the same thing. Skip, you know, over 40 years, I have offered on radio and through the print media and everywhere else that I will pay anyone $10,000 to take that old King James Bible, open it up, and show me where it says the Jews are God's chosen people or that the Jews are Israel. Right. And I'll give them 10 grand. And right. You know how many people have done that? Theologians and doctors of theology and all these preachers and clergy. None of them. It's right. Not in there.
Right, exactly. Well, look what C.I. Scofield did. I mean, they hired him to come up with his footnotes to make them appear that they're Semites when they're not Semites and that they're Hebrews when they're not Hebrews. That they're Judahites when they're not Judahites, and that they're Israelites when they're not Israelites. So it's just amazing the damage that he did in 1909.
I challenge anybody out there to get their Bible out and get the King James out. Some of these paraphrased modern translations like the Living Bible. They're not even translations. They're just comments.
Yeah.
But get the old King James out and go to John the 8th chapter and go to verse 31 and read those verses all the way through 59. And you're going to find out these people, these Jews that believed on him according to verse 31, got in an argument with Jesus. He said, "You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free." And they said, "Oh, no, we've never been in bondage to anybody. We're right. The descendants of Abraham, and we've never been in bondage." Well, they just told you right then they're not Israel, right. Or they would have been in bondage down in Egypt for hundreds of years. But who could be a descendant of Abraham that wasn't in bondage? It was Esau
right. And
his descendants. And who are his descendants? Read it in the Bible, and you read that Esau went and married Canaanite seed of the serpent women.
Right.
And that's who his offspring is. They are these devil Jews. And these Edomites had the audacity then to try to beat up Jesus. And he told them, he said, "Look, I'm going to explain to you why you don't understand the thing I'm saying. You'll never understand the truth of God because you are not of God."
Right.
And he wasn't talking about what they accepted or believed. He right. was talking racially to these people that were claiming to be the racial descendants of Abraham through Jacob Israel.
Yeah,
and that's why Isaac and Rebekah sent Jacob out of the land back to their forefathers, to the house of Laban, to take wives so that he wouldn't do what Esau did. Because what Esau did, it says, was a grief to their mind.
Oh, terrible, because they were able to infiltrate.
Right, and so when Jacob returned back to his home, back to his ancestral homeland, back to his daddy, when he came back, that's when God changed his name from Jacob to Israel, and that's who we have descended from. You know, people don't even put together the fact that, well, just take the term, Skip, Anglo-Saxon. What is that? That's the sons of Isaac.
Yeah. Well, I like the way you put a small I between two parens and put Isaac's sons, because it helps people see it a little better visually that Saxon is from Isaac's sons, so that they understand that the Saxons who were in northwestern Europe were descendants of Isaac. And, of course, they're the Israelites. So there are so many clues there.
Just, Jesus said, you know, a tree by its fruit.
Definitely.
Just look at some of the fruit. If you took white people off of this earth thousands of years ago, Who would have carried God's word and proclaimed Yahshua, our Lord and Savior, Jesus? Who would have proclaimed the deity, the godliness of the Anointed One? Who invented the printing presses for one purpose only, and that was to print the Word of God? Who was it that wanted it in their own language? In each country was the white man. It wasn't the Nigerians or any of that Middle Eastern bunch. It wasn't any of these Mongols. It wasn't the Asiatics. There's only one group of people that have demonstrated their following God, but yet they are blind to who they are. They're blind to the name of their father. They're blind to the name of his son. They're blind to their own name.
Yeah, it's just amazing how we forgot who we were, and these usurpers came in pretending to be us and wrote themselves into the book after the fact and made themselves appear to be us. So when you think of the size of the deception, it's just overwhelming. I mean, I'm going to be as shocked tomorrow at Christian Identity as it was the first day I heard about it, because I never get over the shock of learning that the Anglo-Saxons and the Germanic people and the Scandinavians are true Israel, and the Jews are Canaanites pretending to be us. It's just mind-boggling.
Isn't it amazing that our white race will embrace evil and call it God's people?
Yeah.
And at the same time, are willing to wear the name tag around that says, we white people are the children of the devil, and so we accept Jesus, and by accepting him, we change who our daddy is.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we get to go to heaven. All this hogwash. Can you imagine a kid coming up to your door and saying, Skip, I accept you to be my father. Okay, I just accept you, so now you're obligated to me. How arrogant is that?
Yeah, if they would just look on a Bible map and see that Jesus lived four countries away from the Jews, the Jews lived in Idumea, Jesus lived in Galilee, and Samaria and Judea between them. So it's clear he couldn't have been a Jew because the Jews were all down in Idumea. So this law.
Well, it's just like in Jesus' day, it's just like today.
Oh,
it's the Jew that controls our government. It's the Jews that control the money and the wealth and the power. You know, when Jesus was out there being tempted of the devil, you remember the devil showed him the glory and the wealth of the kingdoms of the earth. And he said, look, if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this. Jesus didn't argue with him and say, no, it doesn't belong to you. You know, that's why Paul the apostle says, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Who is it that set up all the international banking? You know, who is it that you can kill off all their family and everything else, but you don't mess with their money?
Yeah.
And it's that Jew bunch that started eons ago with their money scam. And Jesus fought that as well.
Well, that's
why. You know, he told them they were a race of snakes.
Well, Satan was loosed when the Rothschilds finally gained control of European banking, and he was loosed on the earth. They've been really let loose these last couple of
months. Well, I mean, they had their seed of the serpent here when our forefathers fought the Revolutionary War, when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They had been outlawed prior to, and then they had wormed their way in and brought with them their usury and money, as well as the slave trade. They're the authors of the slave trade. Read Revelation. They made merchandise of men. Then they want to jump on these Southerners and say, yeah, but you all bought them. Well, hey, who was shipping them here and who was selling them? You know, Alexander Hamilton wasn't nothing but a Jew that came here from the West Indies.
Yeah.
And I thank God Aaron Burr shot him. Because he wanted to establish the monarchy. He wanted to establish the banking house of the Rothschilds here. And they did it eventually with Coombe, Loeb and Company and all that ilk. And today they go by other names like Chase, but there has been a Jew Secretary of the Treasury for hundreds of years. I mean, look at who we got today. Every Secretary of the Treasury of the United States of America has been a Jew.
Yeah, in fact, they had to murder 8 presidents to pull this off. And the one that they didn't get was Jackson, and he said, you guys are a den of thieves, and I'm going to rout you out.
And yeah, by the power of the Almighty God, I will rout you out, you serpent. He called them exactly what Jesus did in Matthew 23, you race of serpents, you generation of vipers.
And that's probably what saved his life, because he stood up to them and said,
he called them what they were.
Yeah.
Right straight out of the Word of God. They got to be told that today. And when Jesus says, you're guilty of all the blood shed upon the earth, that is who's guilty. And these mealy-mouthed, quote, Christian organizations called churches are nothing more than church kikes, and they're the synagogue of Satan, and they're teaching all the edicts of the serpent.
It's amazing that there's got to be many ministers that know what we know, and yet they're not saying anything because they're making a good living.
They're whores and prostitutes. They're like the politicians.
Yeah,
They'll do anything for money. And that's the bunch Jesus told the Jews. He said, you circle land and sea to make one proselyte. And when you make him, you make him twofold more the child of hell than you are.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened in our country.
Yeah, that's what's going on in the churches today, because they don't want to dare touch anything controversial or anything straight out of the Bible, and just hide it from their members. So,
Skip, we only got a few minutes left, and we've got another caller, and it's Jerry. Hey, Jerry, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am, Pastor Buddy. Good evening, Skip.
Hi, Jerry.
I'm from Wisconsin, and I've been reading your email, Skip, and I've been concerned about Chapter 38 in Ezekiel, which would be soon coming on America.
Right.
And maybe sometime you can discuss ways we can preserve ourselves from this calamity that's going to hit us, at least survive, scripturally,
it's
that is.
Coming soon. Yeah, that's very soon.
Jerry, I want to give you one thing in particular. In Revelation, you'll know God seals his people before all this cataclysm comes. Doesn't mean he's going to fly everybody off to heaven. But when everything is in chaos, God's people will have their needs met and their protection delivered. Just like God did with bringing our people out of Egypt. Pharaoh's going to destroy them. Pharaoh got destroyed. And so no matter what the wilderness looks like, God will clothe us. He will feed us. He will take care of us, and no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Amen.
Now, that's the promise of our Father Yahweh. And if we're about his work, as Jesus told the people in Matthew 6, don't be out running around trying to find what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear and all this kind of stuff. Your daddy knows what your needs are, but seek you first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and everything else will be given to you.
Now,
I can testify that from my own experience, because back in 77, I was in and out of more federal prisons. They were playing me with like a shell game. They were moving me all over the United States, and they thought they'd killed me. They thought, you know, they were going to do me in, but God delivered me from their little monster. So all I can talk about is the sufficiency of the love of our Father in taking care of us, no matter how hellish the situations are that go on around about us. I know all this is covered in Bible prophecy. Skip's got a lot of good information that he's putting out, and I want to encourage everybody to visit Skip's website at skipbaker.com, and there you'll also be able to send Skip an email, and he can send you some information. And you can visit my website, truthfromgod.com, and there's hundreds and hundreds of Bible studies there. There's audios, there's videos. There's no charge. You don't have to buy anything or donate anything. And the same is true for Skip's website. So we're not out trying to separate anybody from their money. For all of you out there like Jerry, just understand that God's going to take care of us. He may destroy a lot of our brethren, but he's going to take care of us. We're getting down to the end of the program, Skip, and I just want to tell you that I sure do appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. And I want to thank Tim for calling and Jerry for calling.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.